Listening Library presents Ballpark Mysteries, Books 6 to 10, by David A. Kelly. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Ballpark Mysteries, Book 6, The Wrigley Riddle. It's a great day for a ball game. Let's play too. Ernie Mr. Cub Banks, Chicago Cubs shortstop. Chapter 1. Trouble with Ivy. Heads up! Mike Walsh called from the top of Wrigley Field's bleacher seats. His cousin Kate Hopkins stood at the bottom, near the first row. It was 3 hours before the game, so the stadium was mostly empty. Mike fired a fastball down to Kate. She reached up to catch it, but the throw was high. The ball sailed straight into the outfield. Oh no! Kate cried. Thwap! The ball bounced off the foot of Louis Lopez, the Chicago Cubs star center fielder. Oi! Louis exclaimed. What's that? Mike's freckled face blushed. Sorry, he called out. I was playing catch with my cousin. I threw the ball a little too high. Mike ran down the steps to where Kate stood by the short green wall that overlooked the outfield. Louis shook his head. More like a lot too high, he said with a smile. I know our fans like to throw the other team's home runs back, but this is the first time I've seen a fan throw his own ball onto the field. I guess I'm stronger than I knew, Mike said. He flexed his muscles, pretending to be a muscle man. Kate rolled her eyes. It's not about strength, she said. You're not going to make the major leagues if you can't aim better. Mike ignored her.